Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
Welcome back, boys and girls. A special shout out to my nephew, Reed Schultz, for the new intro, the music, and the voiceover. Reed, thank you, brother. I love you. And today, happy Mother's Day. This podcast episode is for all the moms out there. I want to acknowledge and celebrate each and every one of you, especially my mom. Hands down, the best mom in the world. And I got to see my mom two weeks ago, back in Nebraska. And my mom and I have the best relationship we've ever had. And I say this not with drama, but without my mom, I would not be here today. A little over 7 years ago, my rock bottom from drugs and alcohol had me taking a bunch of sleeping pills and not wanting to wake up. And my mom tried numerous times to do an intervention to get me the help that I needed. And every time I got away, I didn't have the gift of desperation. I wasn't done. And the last time they did the intervention, the one that got me the help that I needed and got me to treatment, that's the one that saved my life. She wouldn't give up on me. She's always been there for me. Going all the way back to my childhood, driving me to all of my baseball, basketball, football games and practices. Driving my buddies and I to school every morning. I remember my senior of high school football, I broke my wrist in the quarterfinals, and I missed the last two games of the season. And I remember my mom put a handwritten note in my homemade lunch that she made a homemade lunch for me from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. Yes, friends, you heard that right. Peanut butter and jelly, two of them, Doritos, and sliced apples. Sometimes Cool Ranch Doritos, depends, but it's always Doritos. Every day, kindergarten through 12th grade, my mom made my lunch. And after I broke my wrist, she put a handwritten note in my lunch, letting me know how proud she was of me. Because the semifinals, I was standing on the sideline in a cast from my fingertips to my shoulder, acting as a coach, encouraging my teammates. And she acknowledged me for how I showed up for my teammates and told me how proud she was of me, even through my injury, to still be there supporting my teammates and her being in the stands and saying how proud she was. I went off to college. My first year of college was Vernon, Texas, which is just outside Wichita Falls, Texas. I played junior college baseball for 1 year. And then I transferred to a different school in Kansas, Pittsburgh State University, and played baseball with my brother. And every time I would come home for summers and Christmas vacation and then leave again, the tears that would come down my face and her face. And then I moved home after I graduated college, I moved home for 2 months. And then I moved to San Diego on August 16th, 2002. And my mom was a huge inspiration of having the courage to say yes, moving halfway across country after I graduated college. She was the voice that encouraged me to go, saying, if you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. And to hear that from my mom, that support, that was it's exactly what I needed at that time in my life, because I had fear. I'd never been that far away from home. It was one of the best moves I ever made. And I've been out here ever since, albeit a detour for 2.5 years, 7 years ago when they did my intervention and got me into Betty Ford Center up in Palm Desert. And 7 years ago, she was the one that was the driving force to do the intervention that saved my life and got me the help that I needed, which I built a new foundation and a new journey that I've been on ever since, being of service, living a life of purpose and passion, becoming a life coach, starting a podcast, helping other men and women in recovery get sober and stay sober. And so my mom has been there every step of the way, as far back as I can remember. And I am more grateful for her than I've ever been. More appreciative of everything she's done over the years, more than I've ever been. And so, Mom, I love you. With all my heart, your unconditional love means more than you can ever know. And thank you for everything that you've done for me over the 43 years that I've been here. And to all the other moms out there, I want to acknowledge you, each and every one of you, and celebrate you as well on this Mother's Day weekend. Moms are the real superheroes. And I truly believe that. And so happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms out there. I see you. I acknowledge you. And I appreciate you. And again, a special shout out to my nephew, Reed, whose birthday is coming up on May 12th. Got to see him 2 weeks ago. And he's very tech savvy. And he put together the new intro and voiceover for the podcast. And I'm stoked about it. He crushed it. I love you, Reed. Happy Mother's Day, all the moms out there. I'm celebrating you. Sending you all lots of love and positive vibes and big hugs. Until next time.